Welcome to Self-Mastery, the Zen way to attain peace, develop detachment, and program success. I'm Dick Sutphin, and during our time together, I'll be guiding you step by step down a Bushido path to a new way of thinking. Bushido is a mentally independent and spiritually powerful way of being, the way of the Japanese samurai. Historically, samurai were spiritual warriors, men and women known for their strength of character, tranquility, and detachment. In their acceptance of the mystical, they rose above the fear of death. And although the samurai are gone, their spirit remains in the concepts of Zen, Tao, Wu Wei, and the martial arts, which were the unseen forces behind their power. As a young man studying martial arts, my sensei first introduced me to Zen. He stressed that Zen was neither a religion or a philosophy, but a way of liberation, a process of seeking to find the path to wisdom within oneself. And he added, Bushido is a Zen way of being, Zen in action. In our dojo, we learned Kenpo Karate as opposed to the sitting meditation that is practiced in Zen centers and monasteries. But Sensei always injected Zen awareness into our training. As an example, if while sparring one of us were to lose our temper, Sensei would shout, "Keep your mind like calm water." This was a reminder that in losing your temper, you would most likely lose the sparring match. Calm water accurately reflects everything within striking range. But when the water is clouded by anger, you lose this advantage. Calm water in a Zen monastery might accurately reflect who you are beneath your social masks and fearful programming. The more I learned about Zen, the more I wanted to learn, and I was soon visiting Zen centers and reading everything I could on the subject. In time, I combined Zen with metaphysical and human potential awareness that served as a basis for several books, plus my Bushido training, a 3-day seminar my wife and I conducted for years in hotel ballrooms throughout the country. So this course is not Zen as practiced in a Zen monastery. To experience Zen with a master at the required level of austerity would be impossible while living a modern life filled with responsibilities. Instead, the course draws upon the most powerful and applicable Zen and Bushido concepts as they can be applied to modern life. How far you take the teachings will be up to you. You can listen to all the sessions and participate in the process one time, and I believe you'll be well rewarded for your investment in time and energy. Or, you can listen to the sessions and then use the processing and meditation programs over and over on a regular basis until Zen permeates your body and mind. If you do this, I guarantee you'll never be the same. You'll come to view life through Zen eyes, and you'll have at your mental fingertips the awareness to rise above suffering and attain peace of mind. Plus, you'll soon begin to automatically apply a newfound clarity and focus to enhance success in all areas of your life. But let's begin at the beginning. What is Zen, and where did it come from? For starters, Zen combines the original insights of Buddha with the Tao. That's spelled T-A-O, but pronounced Tao, D-A-O. The Tao is often used synonymously with Buddha nature. And while the Tao doesn't prescribe a particular path, it points to the essence of what is right and has served as an underlying influence in China for 2,500 years. But Zen is much more than a combination of a school of Buddhism and the Tao, and it continues to evolve. Alan Watts said, "Zen is that something that makes the difference between a Buddha and an ordinary man. It is enlightenment as distinct from doctrine." The word Zen is Japanese and is derived from the Chinese word Chan, which comes from a Sanskrit word meaning meditation, which is a bit misleading. There is no exact English translation. The closest we can come is the word enlightenment.